feel. I saw the greatest artists of my generation parched, hardened, and scarred by a virtual machine, blood cleaned from shiny surfaces, purpose to cut out the soul's wisdom, the body's agita, the heart's heaviness, creators neutered and spayed by a decaying empire, wired for a never-ending battle with bureaucrats, corporate drones, and art world phonies, bones rattling in Philly February snow and ice, DC's perpetual snooze, loose NYC streets that tighten round the village. Well, they tried to chill pill themselves, direct their energy to the task at hand, finding a plan, an escape route from playing cogs, greased gears freezing all around them. Who worked for banks and were fired for downloading porn, moved into dank South Philly studios, recorded, put out CDs, whored themselves to wine stores and occult dives, where poor, mottled matrons paid $10 for card readings and felt themselves bleed at the collapse of the tower. Who stripped, did coke, published poems on the net, learned massage, started as temps, ended as temps, sang dirges at West Philly art parties for free schlitz, dovetail joints in brick alleyways, scars glossed over with blush, sweaty-breasted. Who wrote comic book epics for guitar and voice, developed mystical Jesus raps at goth clubs, Christian blissed as Trent Reznor blared through stacks of amps, and love boys got blowjobs in corners. Who were pregnant at 21, had and ignored the kid, got locked in jail for neglect, expecting daddy to come with bail, no help from a shitty city. Who threw out poetry to work for an architect, drank with kids in Manayunk bars and got a beer gut, make it new, screwed into soft fucks. Who were forced into drag by failure, post-avant punk records discorded into oblivion, scarcely attended bumper-boring tours from Alaska to Milan. Who made the cover of the city paper, lost a sugar mommy and dealt coke, wigger pants, trench-coated, eyes bleary, nose runny, walking round and round liquor stores miming interest in Pinot Grigio. Who got on planes to London to live in sardine tins, no sex for 2 years, music biz lies don't work even near the Hyde Park Serpentine. Who spent afternoons at McGlinchey's cadging Manhattans, making out with strangers, blowing band dudes with Ron Wood haircuts, dreaming of a Khyber stage and the place packed. Who lost a hustler father to heart failure, took greyhounds to Atlantic City weekends, put trust fund dollars on poker chips glistening black in the lurid light, ice rattling in gin tumblers, Italian pimps leaning forward for the kill in silk pants. Who painted Apollos and Athenas in high-windowed studios in the Gilbert Building, getting laid on pull-out black sofas stained cadmium red. Who went to D.C. to lobby, did puppet shows miming councilmen in Philly, gave up lit to look for kinks in the system, and were left holding onions in the Italian market. Who managed Chinese restaurants in State College, sang shirtless for bands at the White Lodge, sailed off to Oregon looking for a label. Who followed two L.A. chicks from Bar Noir to Ocean City, snorting H off a hotel toilet and becoming a ghost and drifting down halls and collapsing on carpeted stairs. Who played soccer with tin cans on summer afternoons in alleys off of South Street, blowfly singing "You're Too Fat to Fuck" in the background. Who took in jailbait to complete a menage a trois, then watched her try to jump out the window of the high wire gallery, strip at parties but for a thong, get arrested for stealing from a Verizon register, all the while keeping two boyfriends in South Jersey, construction workers blind to the bricks.